Welcome back to Yang Daily. Some exciting news today. Let's get to it. As alluded to yesterday, Bloomberg has indeed ended his campaign after washing up on the rocky shores of Super Tuesday, bloodied and unloved. I worry who will save us from Rent the Runway gobbling up Amazon now. As expected, he also endorsed Biden. Here's hoping the flood of Bloomberg ads stop rather than just converting to Biden ads. I have good news and bad news on the congressional front. The bad news is that Deborah Ross is not a UBI supporter and was mistakenly promoted by UBI caucus when it was actually CJ Barina who took the pledge. Figures they'd do this on the one candidate I didn't have the time to look into. This is why I always say to check them out and not just donate. The good news is David Kim and Liam O'Mara, who are confirmed to have signed the pledge, both held their second-place positions in their races, which will secure them spots in the general election. All we need to do now is help them move to number one. That said, Liam's policy page, while seeming to argue for UBI, does not specifically mention it, so I would ask him for clarity before throwing him your support, assuming that UBI is a deal-breaker for you. Mike Broy here and Charles Booker will be on stage tomorrow night at the last Democratic primary debate for Kentucky's congressional candidates. Two out of the four candidates running on UBI, now that is progress. If you're in the fight to beat McConnell, tune in below. What's really exciting today is that Scott Santons gave us the results of Ontario's interrupted UBI experiment, cut tragically short by politics. What we did get was that an overwhelming majority of participants reported spending more time with family, saw improvement in family relations, spent more time on healthy hobbies, more time volunteering, had an easier time getting around, easier time looking for employment or pursuing education, an easier time with financial emergencies, stopped using payday loans, were far less reliant on friends and family for financial aid, improved living accommodations, paid off debts, skipped fewer meals and ate healthier foods, got more physical activity, had happier, healthier children, increased self-confidence, could afford better health care, felt less pain, exhaustion, stress, anxiety, anger, and depression, needed fewer ER and doctor visits, felt overall physically and mentally healthier, used less tobacco and alcohol, procured better pay and job quality, and had a more positive outlook on life in general. I don't know. Doesn't seem worth it. All it did was make their lives better in pretty much every possible respect. Let's be real. Money can't buy everything, but it sure as heck is a barrier to just about everything. How anyone could look at these results and deny that this should be a standard right of citizenship is beyond me. It basically accomplishes the goals of just about every other social justice policy all in one. Let's share this out far and wide, Yang Gang. Links below. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Congratulate David Kim and Leon O'Mara. Ask Liam to add UBI to his website. Watch the Kentucky debate, share the heck out of that UBI study, join the Humanity Organizing Corps, and don't forget to Yang Daily.